الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين وعلى إمام النبيين وعلى إمام المتقين وعلى إمام المجاهدين سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه أجمعين أما بعد فيا عباد الله أوصيكم بربي أولا بتقوى الله وطاعته إن الله يحب المتقين والله تعالى يقول وهو أصدق القائلين فإذا قرأت القرآن فاستعذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا بني آدم قد أنزلنا عليكم لباسا يواري خوآتكم وريشا ولباس التقوى ذلك خير ذلك من آيات الله لعلكم يتذكرون
All praise be to Allah, the Creator and the Sustainer of the world. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who was sent to dispel darkness when at a time the whole world was drowning, and upon his family and upon his companions, the Sahaba, who sacrificed their wealth, their time and their precious soul in the path of Allah solemnly to cultivate the pleasure of Allah jalla shanuhu wa ta'ala. My dear respected brothers, elders, I humbly request you to accept and bring into life all the commandments of Allah jalla shanuhu wa ta'ala and to refrain from whatever that Allah through His Kalam, Quran and through His last prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever that He has prohibited, to refrain from obtaining them and practicing them in your life. My dear respected brothers, Allah jalla shanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very short life in this world. It is compulsory for us to understand that this short span of life is given to us only to please Allah and to cultivate the pleasure of Allah jalla shanahu wa ta'ala. If we waste this short span of life in this world, then my dear respected brothers, our dunya and the akhirah, the hereafter, we will be the losers in the both worlds. So it is compulsory upon us to understand that Allah jalla shanahu wa ta'ala has given us this short life in this world in order to prove that we have accepted Allah as our Lord, the Creator and the Sustainer, and the last prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his last prophet, and to bring the lifestyle of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life. My dear respected brothers, Allah has jalla shanahu wa ta'ala is testing our iman today. Wherever you go, whatever you do, Allah is testing our iman today. So it is very important that we understand, when Allah starts testing our iman, how are we going to respond to it, how are we going to take it up, and how we should react to the test of Allah jalla shanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very important thing that each and every one of us should understand today. My respected brothers and elders, in this order, I think it is appropriate to address something that we have ignored for a long period of time. That is our dress, how we dress. My respected brothers, Allah jalla shanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-An'am, وَذَرُوا لَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَ. It is compulsory upon us to leave away the external things as well as the internal things. My respected brothers, today we are mostly, we refrain from committing external things, but we are ignorant when it comes to committing an internal sin. What is the difference between an external sin and an internal sin? If there are two types of a sin that you call, it is the external and it is the internal. My respected brothers, for example, if you were to say that we are listening to something or watching something which is haram for us to watch or which is haram for us to listen, this is the external part of the sin, that we are doing it and others can see it that we are doing that sin. What is the internal part of it? We are seated in the masjid, we have come for Jummah, we are seated in the saf, we are listening to the khutbah, even though our mind is committing the same sin which we were doing it before we came to the masjid. For example, whatever that Allah has prohibited us from watching or seeing, we are in our mind, we are recalculating it, we are refurbishing it, and we are seeing it through our mind. This is the internal sin of the sin. So my dear brothers, Allah Jalla Shanahu wa Ta'ala orders us through Surah Al-An'am, verse number 120, Allah says that you have to leave off the external sin as well as the internal part of it. If you leave the external part and you still commit the internal part, still you are considered as a sinner in that same sin. So my dear brothers and elders, it is our duty to understand, how do we get rid of our sin and we please Allah Jalla Shanahu wa Ta'ala and we bring the life of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our day-to-day life. My dear brothers, Allah Jalla Shanahu wa Ta'ala says, Ya Bani Adam qad anzalna alaykum libasan yuwari sawaatikum. Allah says, the dress that you wear, the clothing that you wear today, that has been sent down to you, it is not something which has been brought into this world, but it has been sent down to you from where? From the heavens. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, he is the first person to wear clothing. He is the first man and the first man to wear clothing in Jannah. In Jannah, he was given clothing. So the same clothing, Allah says in the Quran, that I have sent it down to the earth for you to cover your private part and to make it an adornment to make you present yourself in a certain way. So my dear brother, you can wear whatever you want. You can wear very expensive clothing. Sharia does not say that you should not wear expensive clothing. In Quran, Allah says, Man harrama zinat Allah, who has prohibited the zinat of Allah Jalla Shanahu wa Ta'ala, li ibadih, for his servants. Allah has given you wealth. Allah has given you money. Then of course you can enjoy it. In a hadith, Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abu al-Aqwas sallallahu ta'ala narrates, alayhi sawbun dawmu. The Sahabi says that he has a clothing which is not appropriate for him. It was dirty and it has been torn in certain places. Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, alat al-mal? Don't you have money? Then he replied, قَالَ مِن كُلِّ الْمَالِ قَدْ عَطَانِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. He said, Alhamdulillah, Allah has given me all the wealth and He has been blessed me with all the money that I can have. Then Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, فَإِذَا عَطَاكَ اللَّهُ مَالًا فَالْزُرَ عَطَرَ نِعْمَتِهِ عَطَرَ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ وَحَرَامَتِهِ.
If Allah has given you money, why are you being in this store? Spend your money there nicely. It doesn't matter how much you spend on your clothing. Spend your money where nice clothes, wear properly. My respected brothers, Tamim Uddari, Rahmatullahi Alayhi, he has been wearing clothing which is equivalent to 10,000 dirhams. Which is equal to 10,000 dirhams. So wearing expensive clothes is not haram in Islam. But Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, along with this hadith, he said, بِغَيْرِ شَرَفٍ وَبَخِيلَةٍ. He said, you should not wear expensive clothing or branded clothing with arrogance. And you should not extend, you should not spend excessively in your clothing or your food. This is what Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. We can wear whatever we want, but according to the teachings of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can wear nice clothes, we can wear expensive clothing, but it should not be for our arrogance. We should not be proud that we are wearing branded clothes. We should not be proud that we are wearing a branded watch. We should not be proud that we are wearing branded trousers and shoes. You can wear them, but you should not be arrogant. You should not be proud. And you should not spend excessively. If you can buy a shoe for 5,000 rupees, and still you buy the same shoe, spending 10,000 rupees, this is wrong and this is overspending. Islam does not teach us how to spend on this. So my dear brothers, wearing clothes, presenting yourself in a very pleasant manner, it is in Sharia. But what we have to look to it is that whether we are wearing it according to the teachings of Sharia and according to the teachings of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers, today I would like to make a very important statement about what we wear. It is about our trousers, our garments, or our clothes that we wear below our ankles. My dear brothers, there are numerous hadiths say that wearing clothes below your ankles, is that you will be sent into hellfire. You will be sent into hellfire. But today, we are so ignorant that we follow the trend of the day, we follow the trend of the century, and we have forgotten the teachings of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to see that we today, we wear all our clothes are below our ankles. Very unfortunate, my dear brothers. Our trousers that have gone below our ankles. Our jubbah, it has gone below our ankles. Just imagine, my brothers. The teaching of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it says that you should wear your clothing. It should be above your ankles. It has to be above your ankles. In a hadith, Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this is narrated in Bukhari Sharif. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, that Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قَالَ مَنْ جَرَّ ثَوْبَهُ قُيَلَاءَ لَمْ يَنُّرُ اللَّهَ إِلَيْهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever wears his dress below his ankles, that Allah will not look at him in the day of judgment. Allah will not look at him in the day of judgment. Allah will not shower his rahmah upon him. Allah will not forgive his sins. Then Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, all of a sudden, he got up and said, Ya Rasulullah, inna hizari yastarzi. Ya Rasulullah, I wear my sarah, but it goes down and it goes below my ankle, unless I realize it and I lift it. So am I in this category? Hazrat Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَقَالَ إِنَّكَ لَسْتَ مِمَّنْ يَسْأَلُ قُيَلَا. He said, you are not the person who does that willingly and you don't do it in arrogance. So it is not for you. My dear brothers, now certain brothers, they take this hadith and say that we wear our trousers, we are not proud of wearing it below our ankles. We are not doing it for proudness. We are not doing it out of arrogance. It just goes down my ankle. Everyone wears it. There is no arrogance in that. There is no proudness in that. They complain about this and they say it is okay to wear our trousers below our ankles. My dear brothers, just imagine certain things that Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to certain Sahaba. That is only for them, not for anyone else. That is only for them and not for anyone else. For example, say, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Ali, la yahillu an yajriba fi hadha al-masjid ghayri wa ghayri. He looked at Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and said, Ya Ali, it is not halal for anyone to become impure or to become a person with junub, an impure person in this Masjidun Nabawi. In this Masjidun Nabawi. My dear respected brother, till recent times, if you have gone to Medina, Al Munawwara, and you have been in the Masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you would have seen there are people, if you are asleep in the masjid, they will come and wake you up. If you are asleep in the masjid, they will come and wake you up saying that you have to wake up, you are asleep in this masjid. And in recent times you would have seen that at 10 o'clock they closed the masjid. Masjid al-Nabawi is closed at 10 o'clock. After 10 o'clock it is not open. Till recent times. Why did they do this? Because they don't want anyone to sleep in Masjid al-Nabawi and become a person of impure or person of Jew. My dear brother, because Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is only for you and me, Ya Ali. It is only for you and me. It is only halal for you and me to become a mulk person. A person with junub. A person to become impure in this masjid. And it is not allowed even for Abu Bakr Siddiq, it was not allowed. Even for Hazrat Uthman Ghani, it is not allowed. Even for Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it was not allowed. My dear brothers, just imagine. There are certain statements that Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made for certain Sahaba. That is for only for them. And it is not for anyone else. It is not for anyone else. And in another occasion, Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazimat ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu, he said, Shahadatuka tu'adilu shahadatayn. O Harima, your witness is equivalent to two witnesses. It is only for him. It is not for all. Even if Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, these people to come and witness in a place, witness for something, they have to bring two witnesses for it. But Huraima, Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your witness, your single witness is equivalent to two witnesses. That is only for him and not for others. My dear respected brothers, we should not be taken away by interpreting hadith in a wrong manner. We have to understand what is the core idea of these hadith. So my dear brothers, Hazrat Uthman Ghani, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, during the time of Hudaybiyah, Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him into Makkah to find out what's happening inside Makkah. So, Hazrat Uthman Ghani, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, went into Makkah and he was walking on the street. While he was walking on the street, a person called him and said, he said, Ya Uthman, you are a very rich person. Why have you dressed like a slave? Why have you dressed like a slave? Your garment is half of your shin. It is up to half of your shin. Why have you wear your garment like this when you are a very rich man and you are wealthy and you can wear more garments and beautiful garments? Why have you wear like this? Why have you worn like this? Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu said,
This is the sunnah of my Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers, Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his whole life, he didn't wear any of his dress below his ankle. We say that Abu Bakr Siddiq sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could wear, then we are not doing out of arrogance, we are not doing out of proudness, and we complain that we could wear. We are to see the Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last prophet of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He never in his life wore any garment below his ankle. Then where do we stand, my dear brothers? Where do we stand? Is it because if Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wore any garments below his ankle, will he be arrogant? Or will he be proud? My dear brothers, that Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is guiding us. He is giving us guidance. So he never wore any of his garments below his ankle. Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Izratul Mu'min. This hadith is narrated in Abu Dawud Sharif. He said, Izratul Mu'min ila nifsi taqihi. A mu'min's dress should be in the middle of the shin. It is up to his shin. My dear brothers, and then he said, وَلَا خَرَجَ فِي مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْقَعْدَيْ. It doesn't matter if it is just above the ankle. It doesn't matter. You can wear. But you should not. مَا كَانَ أَصْوَلَ مِنَ الْقَعْدَيْ فَهُوَ فِي النَّارِ. He said, whatever goes down the ankle, below the ankle, that person will be sent into hellfire. Just imagine, my dear brothers. Today, we have learned to go with the trend of the era. Because this is the style. This is the trend today. And we see all our trousers are gone below our ankles. If the same trend, the same era says that you have to wear a short, everyone starts wearing a short. If the same era says that you should wear a three-quarter, everyone says, and everyone begins wearing a three-quarter. Where are we, my dear brother? Hazrat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our sole guidance. We are walking away from his guidance. The sunnah of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not change. It is till the day of doom. Those are the sunnah that we have to practice in our life. Whatever other than the sunnah of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not going to benefit us, but it is going to betray ourselves. It is going to put us in the hellfire. You have to understand this, my dear brother. Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Istibalu fil Izar. Wearing a sarong, a trouser, a track bottom, below your ankle is haram for you. And Al-Istibalu fil Imama. You see the shamla of the turban here. The shamla of the turban. If you wear it below your ankle, if you send it down below your ankle, that is also haram for you. That is also considered as that you are wearing a dress below your ankle. Just imagine, my dear brother. The shamla of your turban, the tail of your turban, if it goes below your ankle, it is also considered as that you have been wearing clothing below your ankle. Where do we stand, my dear brother? Where do we stand? And he says, Wal Khamis, wearing a jubba below your ankle is also considered as that you have worn a dress below your ankle and you are eligible to go to the hellfire. This is narrated in Abu Dawud Sharif. So my dear brothers, it is very important that we make sure when we dress, we can dress whatever we want. It doesn't matter. But only thing we have to make sure that our dress does not go below our ankle. Today everything is happening the vice versa. Today we see the ladies, their dress is coming up, it has passed their knees and they are half of the way to their thighs and it is going up and to see the gents, what they are wearing is going down and down and sometimes you see their trousers are just passing their toes. It has passed their toes also. Now we have taken things in the other way around. My dear brothers, we have to make sure that we follow the sunnah of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers, Allah says in the Quran, خذوا زينتكم عند كل مسجد كلوا واشربوا ولا تسرفوا ان الله لا يحب المسرفين. Just imagine, brother. I want to conclude with this ayah. خُدُوا زِينَتَكُمْ إِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ.
Allah orders us, Allah's commandment, when you come to the masjid, you have to wear the best of your clothes. When you come to the masjid, you have to wear your best of your clothes. This is a commandment of Allah Jalla Shanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah says, خُدُوا زِينَتَكُمْ إِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. Not only to wear the best of your clothes, but to present yourself in a pleasant manner. You have to present yourself in a pleasant manner. This is also an order of Allah Jalla Shanahu wa Ta'ala. Unfortunately, if we take ourselves today, we keep our own hands on our own hearts and question ourselves. Today we have come for Jummah. Are we ready to go to a wedding function in the same attire? If we are asked to come for an occasion, a wedding function, are we ready to go in this same attire? Just imagine, my dear brother. What we wear to a wedding house or a wedding occasion or a meeting or a special occasion, what we wear there, we can come to the masjid with the same clothing. But what we have worn to the masjid, are we able to go to a function with the same attire? Just imagine, my dear brother. This is where we stand. This is where we stand. We have forgotten the teachings of Islam. We have forgotten the teachings of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we come to the masjid. We don't care what we are wearing. We just want to come to the masjid. It is not our best of our clothes. It is not the pleasant way that we present ourselves. We come here for Jummah and we sleep. Just imagine, my dear brother. We come for Jummah and we sleep. We go to a wedding house and we are very alive. We go to an occasion, we are very alive. But when we come to the masjid, we always want to sleep. We want to rest ourselves. Just imagine, my dear brother. Are we living according to the commandment of Allah Jalla Shanahu wa Ta'ala and the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or we are living a life which is going against him? Just imagine, my dear brothers. So, my dear brothers, it is our duty to understand. It is our duty that if we are being very ignorant about these matters, now we know that we put ourselves in the correct order, that we make ourselves, that we practice in the correct manner, and we will be pleasing Allah Jalla Shanahu wa Ta'ala and Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we will be rewarded, we will be greeted, and we will be given Jannatul Firdaus in the hereafter, insha'Allah ta'ala. So, my dear brothers, I request all of you to ponder upon what I have said today. Not just listening to it and you just throw it away. Just imagine what happens if Malakul Maut comes to me in the next minute, where I have been going against the order of Allah Jalla Shanahu wa Ta'ala and the lifestyle of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just ponder upon these things. Just a small adjustment in your trousers. Just a small adjustment in what you wear. That will make you a person who will be doing good deeds while wearing your clothes. So may Allah give us the tawfiq and may Allah bless us with all the commandments to accept and bring all the commandments of Allah Jalla Shanahu wa Ta'ala in our life, and to bring the lifestyle of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life. And may Allah give us the death with La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and give us and bless us with the Jannatul Firdaus thereafter. Ameen, ameen.